A wage board convened by Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to vote to raise the hourly minimum rate for fast food workers from the current $8.75 an hour to as high as $15 an hour when it meets on Wednesday. Our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt takes a look at the arguments for and against the wage increase.
The board was appointed by Cuomo when Republicans in the state Senate did not agree to raise the minimum wage any higher than the current phased-in increase, which will bring the minimum wage to $9 an hour by the end of this year. All three of the wage board members say they back a greater increase, and the governor, speaking over the weekend in the Adirondacks, says he's pushing for a significant raise for fast food workers.
We need to raise the minimum wage. I mean, it is just not possible to live on the current minimum wage, especially in high-cost areas of the state.
Cuomo already appointed a wage board that earlier this year granted an increase to tip workers who wait tables at restaurants, tend bar, and hold other jobs where some of their income is dependent on tips. The governor has not said whether he backs increasing the wage to $15, but his lieutenant governor, Kathy Hochul, has attended several rallies in favor of raising the minimum wage to that amount, and at a recent meeting, she derided large salaries paid to fast food CEOs compared to average wages for workers.
Ridiculous. It's $23 million. It's $23 million on average, okay? This industry makes billions of dollars globally. So it occurs to me and our governor that they got a little bit more to spread around to all of you, right?
The board heard testimony from dozens of workers at fast food chains who detailed the struggles they endure trying to make ends meet, including Jackie Jordan, who works at a McDonald's in an Albany suburb and lives in a motel.
We are cramped into one small room. We have lost most of our possessions and have only been able to keep the most critical items. It is impossible to eat healthy meals because we have no stove or oven and only a dorm-sized refrigerator and a microwave.
Not everyone believes that a substantial increase in the minimum wage would be a good idea. The Restaurant Owners Association warns that anything but a slow, phased-in increase in the minimum wage will wreak havoc with labor costs and customer prices for franchise owners. And the state's Business Council president, Heather Brichetti, says it would be better to let the legislature vote on the issue. She says using an appointed board to essentially restructure the wages in an entire industry is undemocratic and was not the original purpose of the wage boards.
Having a three-member board, which could make a recommendation based on two votes, which then goes to one person to decide whether or not the wage on an entire industry should be raised without any legislative action, is clearly not what was intended by the statute.
Brichetti served on the previous wage board, where she had sought a more limited increase for tipped workers. She says her idea was ignored and she was overruled by the other two members and has since become disillusioned by the process. The Business Council also believes that while a large and rapid wage increase would benefit some workers, it would lead to layoffs for other employees.
If the end result is an establishment that used to employ four people can only afford to employ three, well, three people's lives will be improved and one person's life will be drastically made for the worse.
The wage board is also considering paying part-time workers more money than those with full-time jobs as an incentive for fast food outlets to hire more full-time employees who would then be eligible for more benefits. Governor Cuomo says he considers the wage board on fast food workers just a first step, leaving open the possibility that other minimum wage workers in the state could soon see their pay go up, too. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.